La primavera llegó y eso significa limpieza a tope. Ya sea que necesites comprar cositas de limpieza o cambiar tu ropa de invierno por ropa fresca, asegúrate de usar iBora para recuperar dinero por cada compra. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por descargar usando el código La Música cuando te registras. Simplemente ve al App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Two new roller coasters have opened in Ireland at Emerald Park in County Meath. But are they any good or not? Well, the European Coaster Club is an organisation of roller coaster enthusiasts. Richard Bannister is a member of its executive committee. Afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So, like, what is it that you do apart from ride on roller coasters?
The European Coaster Club is really, I would describe it as a social club for people who happen to like roller coasters. We have about 2,500 members scattered all over Europe, probably about 50% from the UK, maybe 30-40% from Europe, and maybe the further 10% from overseas. We have all walks of life. Among our members, we have a retired nuclear submarine commander. We have a medical examiner. We've got somebody who's very senior in a well-known media organization in the UK. And the thing that draws all these people together is we like to go on roller coasters to unwind, to relax, and to just have fun.
Right.
So that's what we do.
And how do you meet up with each other? Do you have a website or how does it work?
We do. Our website is www.coaster.club. We got that relatively recently. We're quite pleased with that. It started with our founder probably more than 20 years ago at this point, a guy called Justin Garvanovich from the UK. And he set up the club with a group of like-minded friends, and it's literally just grown. And it's actually gotten to the point now where if I visit a theme park somewhere, there's a decent chance that I will run into somebody I know. We talk about Ireland being a small place, but the theme park world actually isn't that big either. And, you know, if you go to a theme park and go to a new ride opening, I very often run into people I know through the club.
And do you give reviews to roller coasters? Can you be a bit like TripAdvisor for roller coasters?
We do. The club has a magazine called First Drop that comes out about twice a year. Tends to have 60 to 70 pages of articles, news, reviews of new rides, and lots and lots and lots of photographs. We also have, obviously, the website. We have a fairly active group on Facebook as well. And, that's what we do.
Okay. Are there many bad ones?
That's a great question. What is good is very subjective.
Yeah.
What is good if you are a teenage thrill seeker is possibly not what is good if you are a male in your 40s who doesn't have the stomach that they had 20 years ago. But to answer your question, are there bad ones? There are some parts of the world where, let's say, the construction standards are maybe not quite to what we would like in the Western world. And some of those can be... I think one and done is kind of the polite term.
Okay, yeah, you'd be kind of in it, imagining where it is you're going to land when the thing rattles apart. Is there a definition of what a roller coaster is, Richard? In the sense, I mean, that, you know, like in I was in Disneyland or the whatever one they have in Paris, is that Disney World, one of those two. But and they had a few rides where you're in complete darkness, so it's not entirely clear how much roller coastering you're doing or if you're just going around in a circle or not, as opposed to one when you're outside and you have a clear sense of you're going up, you're going down, you're going around, you're going upside down, that kind of thing.
Sure. The usual definition for a coaster, and again, there's a certain amount of subjectivity here, but the usual definition for a roller coaster is a ride that uses some form of power source, be that a chain lift or be that an electrical launch or be that just natural topography, to give a train potential energy, at which point it completes its journey using gravity and momentum only. So that's kind of the big definition. The train will complete a journey around a track without ever having a power boost or anything like that. It is literally gravity and momentum doing the work.
Right. Okay. And I'm... And this is from a position of complete ignorance. My sense would be that there would be, is there an increasing trend to try and make each new roller coaster introduce more G forces into it to bring you closer to vomiting? Is that a thing?
I don't know that I would describe it as closer to vomiting. There are certainly rides that are built for a more extreme audience, shall we say. Mm. But for me, the mark of a really good coaster is a ride that you can get on, you can enjoy, and you can come off and think, I really enjoyed that. And you can go running around into the entrance of the queue again and join up and ride it a second time. And for me, that is, you know, that's far better than a ride that you get off thinking, oh my God, I feel ill, and you just want to lie down in the bed for half an hour.
Yes. Well, your head is rattling for a while afterwards. So have you been to the new roller coasters in Emerald Park?
I have indeed. We had a group of 68 people from the European Coaster Club at Emerald Park yesterday. The vast majority of them actually flew in for the day, giving business to Mr. O'Leary and friends. We brought the coach load up, and it was an actual real treat to be part of the opening event there. The two rides that they've built, there's a family-friendly coaster called Quest, which, I mean, it's an extremely thrilling ride if you're 6 years old. It's a fun ride if you're 10 to 15 and maybe have your children with you. It's possibly not for thrill seekers. But the other ride next to it, Phenoforce, is huge. It has trains where you sit underneath the track, and it is a really, really good ride. And I said a few minutes ago, the mark of a good roller coaster is one which you can sit on, really enjoy, get off thinking, that was fantastic, I want to do it again. And Phenoforce is that.
Okay. And particularly Phenoforce, would this be big by European roller coaster standards?
So it would be more or less sort of probably somewhere right in the middle, I would say, maybe a little bit bigger. But statistics are not everything in ride design, and it's really important to remember that. It's tempting to say if a ride is bigger, taller, faster, it must be better. That's absolutely not true. You know, the real trick with building a good ride is having close interactions with theming, be that scenery, be that nature, be it landscape, or be it other rides. And what Emerald Park have done with their two new attractions is that they've actually intertwined them. So you actually see the two tracks going in and out of each other. And when the timing is right, which isn't all the time, but when the timing is right, you actually see the two trains coming within feet of each other. And I think that's a really, really nice feature, especially since one ride is designed for, let's say, more of a thrill-seeking audience and the other is designed more for families. It means that the big kids can enjoy a ride at the same time as the smaller kids, and they can all interact together. And I think that's a really, really nice thing that they've done.
Okay, that's clever. And is it a good roller coaster design? Is it balanced in the sense of, because, you know, there's bits where it goes very slowly and then it goes very fast, that you have enough of that variety rather than it's just breakneck the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the things that roller coasters really like is that sensation of weightlessness you get when you're going over a hill at speed. The term they use generally called airtime, and it's literally when the G-forces go into negative territory. Usually sort of 1G is kind of the limit, or minus 1 rather, is generally about as far as it goes. You go much further than that, people start to feel ill, and thrill seekers love it, but general public not so much. I think the design that they've come up with here is really, it's actually the perfect balance. You know, it starts off with a drop of about 30 meters, and then it stays fairly close to the ground for most of the rest of the journey. So you're actually going through trenches, you can go around landscaping, you actually pass over a water feature at one point, and again, you see the other track for the other ride and potentially the other train going through at the same time. So it's a piece for all the senses, really.
Okay, that's good. So is it kind of a proud day for the parish in the roller coaster community?
You know, it's actually, I was talking to one of your counterparts in another station yesterday, and, you know, I actually described it as an absolute top-tier ride. And I would repeat that. You know, I mean, in terms of what there is in Europe, it's well up there with the very best rides that we have in Europe. The guys at Emerald Park have done an absolutely beautiful job of making it fit into its surroundings as well. There's some really nice theming, and there's some really nice sort of artificial rock work that's been created to go around it. It's not quite finished. I think they ran out of time during construction, and I think they'll be finishing it off over the rest of the season and into next year. But that doesn't take away from the ride itself, which is open and available for people to enjoy from today.
Okay. Well, I mean, so apart, Richard, from obviously, if you're a fan of roller coasters, you get yourself down to Emerald Park. If someone is listening and says, when I retire or, you know, when I get my next fortnight's holidays, I want to go to the best damn roller coaster I can, where would you recommend they go?
Oh, goodness, that's always a difficult question, Sean. Yes. It really depends. I think the great thing about somewhere like Emerald Park for people who are listening to News Talk is that you don't have to get in the plane. And the airport experience, you were just talking about that a moment ago, the airport experience is not for everybody. And I think it's nice to just be able to go somewhere local. So you can't go far wrong with going with Emerald Park, to be honest.
Okay, well, that's a very diplomatic answer, Richard. So there's nowhere outside the bounds of the Republic of Ireland that you would recommend.
Look, of course there is. as a sort of function of my hobby, I've traveled all over the place and it's brought me to many interesting places over the years. But if I don't have to get in the plane, that's pretty good too.
Okay, all right. So you can't think of any instance when you said this is, you know, this for me is roller coaster nirvana.
Sean, I live about 45 minutes away from Emerald Park, maybe a little bit more on a bad day. And, you know, I'm actually probably going to own a season pass this year for the first time. I haven't done that in the past. I mean, I love the rides that they already had. I love things like Cúchulainn. But I'm also not 20 anymore. And Cúchulainn is the sort of thing I can't ride all day long. But the new rides are. And for that reason alone, I think I'll be buying the pass this year.
Okay, Richard. Can't draw you on that one at all. Thanks a million for your time today. That was Richard Bannister there, member of the executive committee of the European Coaster Club.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.